16-year-old Madeline Collab and her two younger siblings go to the sea each morning to make a living for their family. After her father sustained a serious injury, their fishing boat, the main source of the family income, was left uncared for. So she took charge of the new situation and started earning her family's livelihood. With Gaza cut off from the outside world and the multitude of economic hardships facing poor Gazans, Madeline, like many others, has to risk her life to feed her family. She has learned to brave dangerous waters, but she can't go too deep into the Mediterranean as a strict Israeli naval blockade is still in place. The ban on entering deep waters has denied fishermen access to areas that have more fish.
I'm doing this just to put some food on my family's table, but it is really dangerous. I cannot venture deep because of the gunboats.
For the last 4 years, Israel and Egypt have largely sealed the borders of the Palestinian enclave, pushing the local private sector to the brink of collapse and most people to poverty. Madeline, like many other women in Gaza, has had to take on jobs previously held by men.
After my father was injured, I had to do something to provide income for my family. Now I have to compete with fishermen, as fishing has become my job.
The Collab family, who lives in the Shati refugee camp on the Mediterranean, rely mainly on foreign aid provided by UN aid agency UNRWA, like 80% of Gaza's population.
The fishing sector in Gaza has suffered a sharp blow under Israeli policies, and the livelihood of many families are in danger as they depend directly on the fishing industry. Observers believe that the naval blockade must be lifted for fishermen to be able to have a decent life. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.